This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hospitalists, a new category of professional worker who are essentially doctors working directly for a hospital without private practices, when faced with being outsourced and forced to overload patients, voted overwhelmingly to form a union and then affiliated with the American Federation of Teachers, which already represents nurses at Sacred Heart in Springfield, Oregon. A year later, they're still trying to get a contract as the first in their field. A 2013 report produced by the U.S. Military Academy's Combating Terrorism Center says that right-wing extremists have launched an average of 330 attacks a year in the U.S. and killed about 250 people between 2002 and 2011. The anti-government militia movement grew to 276 groups in 2015. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, an Alabama-based organization, it tracks extremist groups. That number is up from 202 in 2014, a 37% increase. Studies have shown that cursing appears to help people endure pain. When undergraduates repeated a strong swear word, they were able to keep a hand submerged in icy water about 40 seconds longer on average. Sadly, in a follow-up study, researchers found that people who swear habitually experience less relief. In 2015, the U.S. added 2.65 million jobs, capping a two-year back-to-back gain that is the best the U.S. has seen since the 1990s. Protests over higher bus fares erupted in three Brazilian cities, Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Belo Horizonte. For the first time in 20 years, Britons have been warned by public health officials not to drink more than 7 glasses of wine or 6 pints of beer per week. They were urged to drink tea instead. Big question for Myanmar is whether Nobel Prize and now country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi will disband concentration camps for the Rohingya minority, which the UN thinks is a criminal human rights violation. Union City, New Jersey, Long Beach, California, and Montgomery County, Maryland are being touted as models for school reform by having gone for gradual incremental progress with teachers and parents rather than quick fixes and charters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.